Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is from Anonymous in Cherry Hill. Anonymous says, I'm a 34-year-old divorced woman. My ex-sister-in-law and I were close, so I trusted her when she said she was hooking me up with a really special guy. The guy took me to dinner, and then we went to his house. Things got heated, and I lost myself in the moment, and we tried to have sex. It didn't work out. Big fella was too much for me. I was ashamed in more ways than one, and he promised to keep it between us. As soon as I got home, my ex-sister-in-law called me laughing hysterically. Then she told my ex-husband, and he DM'd me and called me a garden tool. I am not a garden tool. It had been 6 months that since I had had sex, so I needed it. How could she betray my trust? Do I accept her apology or cut her out of my life?
Well, when a person shows you who they are, you have to believe them. First of all, the dude told your sister-in-law she can't handle.
All this kissing and telling.
She started laughing. She told her brother, I tried to hook her up. I see why you left her. She can't handle it. He called her a garden tool. See, lady, first of all, your sister-in-law go hook you up with somebody. That don't even sound right.
No. Ex-sister-in-law.
Her brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, lady, you got to learn the rules. You ain't been out there in the dating game in a minute. It done changed now. These people love to humiliate. They like likes and clicks. Take your time. Six months ain't that long. Yeah. Go sit your ass down.
As a man, though. As a man, kissing and telling. Yeah. What's all that about?
I told y'all, these dudes is different now. Man. They cut from a different piece of cloth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They on podcasts talking about other men. They cut from a different cloth. Yes. They gossipy. They just like a bunch of. A lot of dudes out here now. I'm just gonna tell you, man. They just cut different. They different, man. They a bunch of little bees, man. That's all. Just a bunch of little bees.
Big boy in there bringing it though.
Wow.
Big boy in there clown.
No. Big boy ain't do nothing. See, he ain't get a chance to. But he want to brag now because he won't make everybody think he all that.
Yeah, right. Humiliated her. Yeah.
Yeah. That was terrible.
That's terrible.
Anyway. All right, we have time for another one, Steve.
I've seen a lot of big boats sink.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. All that talking about the size of your boat, the Titanic went down too.
Uh-huh. All right, this one's from Zena in Shelby, Steve. Zena says, I'm married to a very jealous and insecure man. I was pulling in from work and my husband's buddy stopped at the end of the driveway to speak. He had his 5-month-old in the back seat, so I went to see the baby. My husband drove up as I was standing at his buddy's car, and I walked in the house and let them talk. My husband had the nerve to ask me what would have happened with me and his friend if he hadn't come home when he did. I've ignored him for 4 days. How could he insinuate that? Do I owe him an explanation?
Well, you didn't tell him you was talking to the baby in the back seat? If you know your husband is jealous, do you owe him an explanation? You could at least just say, hold up, fool, with your stupid behind. Yo, he came up, pulled up behind. I went out there to speak to him because the baby was in the back seat at 5 months. Mm-hmm. I was back there playing with the baby. You drive up. He your damn friend.
Now, right.
Now, is he your friend or ain't he? Mm-hmm. And I'm your wife. Now, am I not your wife or am I not? Well, what you want to do? Mm-hmm. See, you got to turn it on these people. You can't let them mm-hmm. keep it on you. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I've been in the kitchen leaning over no man car. You can't be leaning over no man car.
No, that's a rule. That my man, I heard my daddy say that. I implemented that rule with my daughters. I had a dude came up and blew the horn one time.
Woo! Ooh. No.
Toot toot.
Yeah, that was the rule in our house. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.